that a specific breed?
No. Feisty is to me is a temperament, not a breed of dog at all. Feisty is very full of spice and vinegar.
Yeah. What about if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or
sick him?
You say sick him. And if you wanted it to stop, you'd say.
I never have had dogs. Well, we used to have a dog once, but he didn't attack anything.
What about
down you? Boy, something, I don't know.
Yeah. If you wanted him to come to you, you'd say.
Here, boy.
What about, say, if you were warning somebody about a dog, you might say, you better watch him, he's bad.
Bad news, dangerous.
Or he might.
He bites or whatever.
What about the past form of that word, bite?
Bit.
Yesterday, and I have been.
Bitten.
If, we were talking about different types of animals, say in a herd of cattle, what is the male called?
Bull.
Or what about, Houston, before you had the tractors and everything, the farmer would use animals to plow with. What sort of animals
Mule.
Do you think? Mules or anything else that might have been used for plowing?
Well, not. I think around here oxen might have been used some areas, but I think mules were. Arkansas is a real mule state. Clark County is a real mule county.
All right. All right. Well, if you had two together, you'd say you had a.
Two mules.
Okay. You ever heard, say if you were plowing, with them, you'd have a.
Team.
Okay. And talking about getting back to cattle again, a small one. When it's first born, you call a
calf.
If you had a cow named Daisy, and Daisy was expecting a calf, you'd say that Daisy's going to.
All I can think of are horse terms. What are they? Calve. She's going to calve. I won't say she's going to foal.
Yeah.
But she's not going to foal.
Have you ever heard anybody around here say anything like, "Well, Daisy's or cow's going to freshen"? Or what about say this expression? Talk about riding on a horse. If you couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say that you.
I say I fell off.
Or what about if a small child woke up in the morning on the floor? You might say, well, during the night I
fell out of bed. I guess it's a difference in falling. Off and falling out.
Out.
I don't know.
I thought you were unseated when you fall off a horse.
Well, and if I were writing a book to be published, I might have been unseated, but generally I would fall off the horse.
Yeah. Are there any sheep raised around here?
No, I'm sure there's some, but not enough to even spit at.
Do you happen to know what the male sheep's called?
A ram.
What about the female?
You.
What would people generally raise sheep for?
Wool, I guess. Most people have goats here that have anything like that. They have them for milk, I believe.
Yeah. What about, say, a group of hogs? Do you know what the male is called?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard it called the boar?
Oh, yes, but I think of those being wild. I didn't know tame ones were also called boars.
Well, is there anything in particular that you call a hog that's grown up wild? You just call it a
wild boar or wild hog. Wild, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Here in Arkansas, I keep hearing about razorbacks. Is there such a thing as a razorback?
They say there's not, but I just believe there is. There just has to be.
I think there is.
Well, the reason
on the football field or whatever.
It's a wild boar of some sort, and there are now whether they actually exist in Arkansas, I don't know, but there definitely are razorback hogs.